our rewards are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمِنَّا مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْئًا. But this is showing his lament. As we read this hadith, we'll see it's showing his lament and his concern and his worry. So he says, from amongst us, there are those that passed away and they didn't eat and they did not participate or partake from any reward as far as the dunya is concerned. In other words, they made that hijrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any benefits of dunya they didn't get, they didn't eat. Minhum Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. So he's recalling a great sahabi by the name of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He was the first ambassador to Medina Munawwara. When we go to Medina and we say so beautiful, the environment of Medina is so nice, the qiraat of Medina is so nice, the khajur of Medina is so nice, the daras that is taking place in the haram is so nice, and everything about Medina we like. But the first person that was sent as an ambassador by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mus'ab ibn Umair, to go lay the groundwork, to go do all the groundwork, all the hard work, he went there. So he was that sahabi. So now Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu is remembering Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, wealthy sahabi, that one of the young person, charming person from the Quraysh, and he was well known that his parents would spoil him. They'd give him everything that he wanted. One of the most wealthiest youngster of Makkah Mukarramah. And when he accepted Islam, then everything he left. In fact, his mother had chained him at home so that he could not go and participate with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when he went there, automatically he was affected by Quran. He was affected by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now, those days, there were a lot of spies. So his mother was informed that this is Mus'ab, your son, that he's going there. She was so upset about it that she had him chained also, guards to look after him. But one day when they were not watching, they were not careful, he made his way out. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had advised him to make hijrah to Abyssinia with the other sahaba. So he left everything and he went to Abyssinia. Then he came back to Makkah Mukarramah. That's when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him that you go as the ambassador to Medina Munawwara. And he started teaching the people of Medina. So all the sawab for Quran and all the dini ibadat, all that he gets a shame, because he was the first person to go there. So anyway, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu is mentioning the story of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair. Qutila yawma Uhudin. He had passed away on the day of Uhud. وَتَرَكَ نَمِرَةً فَكُنَّا إِذَا غَطَّيْنَا بِهَا رَأْسَهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ. He had only left one shawl. The most wealthiest of the youngsters of Makkah Mukarramah, when he had passed away, he had only left one shawl behind. And that shawl also, he's saying, when we use that shawl to cover his head, in other words, as a kafan, we use it to cover his head, his feet became exposed. وَإِذَا غَطَّيْنَا بِهَا رِجْلَيْهِ Bada ra'suhu. And when we pulled that shawl down to cover his feet, then his head became exposed. That is all that he had left. فَأَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَن نُغَطِّيَ رَأْسَهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us to take the shawl and cover his head. In other words, give preference to his head over his feet. وَنَجْعَلُ عَلَى رِجْلَيْهِ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْإِذْكِرِ. And we took some grass and we put grass over his feet to cover his feet. وَمِنَّا مَنْ أَيْنَعَتْ لَهُ ثَمَرَتُهُ فَهُوَ يَهْدِبُهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu now is lamenting. He said, there are some of us whose fruits have ripened in this world and we are eating of it. In other words, we are eating and we are benefit, we are picking. We are picking these ripe fruits. So Sahaba was such, when the little bit came to them, they didn't get more arrogant. In fact, it worried them more that we mustn't be such that our rewards are given to us in this dunya. So this was the life of Sahaba. When things came to them, they were scared that now our reward is coming in dunya. I hope we are not deprived of it in the year after. So this is how a person's quality and his tabiat should be, that when wealth comes to him, it doesn't make him more arrogant and he feels that though he can command more, but rather it is quality comes into him like Sahaba, that I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't deprive me on the day of Qiyamah because He's giving me in this world. So this was the lament of Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu. Just to finish off the story of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, that he was given the flag to hold in the Battle of Uhud. So he was the flag bearer also in the Battle of Uhud. But he didn't leave the flag right till the end. And when he realized that the enemy was making way and making through to come and attack, because he had close resemblance to the looks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he started calling out takbir loudly. Takbir loudly, so that to distract the kuffar, they must think that he is actually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in other words, he volunteered his life, that rather my life go than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he distracted them and they came and they attacked him. Eventually he was killed by a spear. So he had passed away in the Battle of Uhud. You will find that even in Uhud, that his qabr is there also. From amongst the giants of Sahaba that are buried there, one is Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. The other is Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going through the battlefield to see the martyrs of Uhud, then he came across the body of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, and he recited this word, this verse, that رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. From amongst the believers, they are men, they are truthful to the pledge they took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, 100% true. Their life was for Allah, their living was for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their dying also was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read these words, and then he announced that I will be a witness on the day of Qiyamah that all these that have passed away in Uhud, they are shuhada. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was testifying to the fact that they have become shaheed. What a greater testification. Somebody, a person passes away, don't know whether he's shaheed or not, but yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, I will be a witness on the day of Qiyamah. All these people have become shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the beautiful qualities that sahaba have. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.